In our previous show, we began a discussion regarding a food that had one stage and then started with a shear and then shrunk and then comes back to the shear. Do we say yesh tichi b'yisurin or not? The Gemara said for the maskana, as we learned in our previous shear, ain tichi b'yisurin. The chavastas in Yoridei is Simen Kuf Gimel Sif Cotton Aleph says that if a food becomes spoiled to the degree that it's not royal achilos kelef, even if afterwards you reconstitute the food, it doesn't make a difference. That food became like earth, like dust, and it remains kosher. The Chelkis Yaakov disagrees, and he uses our Gemara as the raya, because our Gemara said, "Ein dicha b'yisurim." So even though at a certain point it didn't have the shear, if it reconstitutes to that shear, then the halacha will be that it will be considered as if it has the proper shear. And this question is the question, a very famous question, that many poskim discuss. And the question is regarding gelatin. Because the way gelatin is produced is you start with the bones or the hide of an animal and you put them into lime. You put it in through all sorts of different processes that completely make it not royal achilas kelef. And then, after you do that, you reconstitute it with different chemicals. And now, after you reconstitute it with different chemicals, it becomes edible. And the question, this is a very big question in the Paiskim, how do we treat gelatin given that this is the way gelatin is made? And the Paiskim want to connect this to the Machlokes that we just quoted between the Chavastas and the Chelkis Yoyev. There are Achroinim that want to say that it's not a good comparison. Because in our Gemara, we're not speaking about the physical attributes of the item that we are discussing. In our Gemara, we're discussing not the physical characteristics, we're talking about size. You started with the shear, and then it shrunk, and now it came back to the shear. But this object has been the same throughout. Whereas when something is put into lime or whatever, it physically changes. And what you started with, you don't currently have. And therefore, perhaps, it should be treated very differently. The Miches Yitzchak Zatzal has a number of tshuvas on this shaila. The most lengthy and comprehensive tshuva he has on this issue is in Chelek Hey, Simen Hey. And certainly we don't have the time in the shir to go through this very lengthy tshuva. But there are certain parts of the tshuva that are worth reviewing as they are most relevant to our shir. In Sif Katan Lamed Hey of that tshuva, he says that in order to say that if something became totally inedible, it loses its state of Isser, he says, that's only when you have two factors working in your favor. One is that it physically changed, which we have in the case of gelatin. He discusses glycerin, it's the same shiloh. And another factor that you need to take into consideration is that there's a reason to be Mako without that physical change. Because he quotes a Gemara where meat fell into honey. And the Gemara says that anything that falls into honey gets the characteristics of honey. Here, the gelatin indeed went through a chemical process, but that's only one part of it. And therefore, it doesn't qualify to be mutter. Then, in Sif Katan Mem Aleph, he takes another point why we should be machmir gelatin. He says, when you start with, and I saw other achronim make this a point as well. They say the issue discussed in our Gemara is, do you have a new item that wasn't here previously? Or it's not a new item. It's the same old item, just it went through a physical, it just went through some chemical process. He says that the gelatin that we began with, the meat or the bones, is the same object that we started with. It just has some chemical change that doesn't make it different. And therefore, in that tshuva, he takes a strict approach and he says that it's usur. What's interesting, however, to point out is that he has two other tshuvas. He has a tshuva in Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Men Zayin. Actually, it's the last tshuva in that volume. And he speaks about, again, different objects that are chemically changed. And there, he uses our Gemara. He uses the concepts set forth in our Gemara. And therefore, he says, if you started with kosher skin, with kosher iris, he's ready to be more makel. He also has a tshuva on this subject in Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Beis, where there too he takes a much more lenient approach. He quotes that he discussed this issue with the Chabina Rav, and he therefore says, he says it's not considered, because he brings down a new concern. He says it's not considered a mevatel isl chatchila, because whenever you take a food and you do with it a normal process, that isn't called a mevatel isl chatchila. And therefore, he says that in a situation where it's only in Nisad Rabbanon and it was Nifsa Machilas Kerav, he's talking there about casings that are used on different meat products, one could be more made. There's another Shiloh that is discussed, which is very similar to the issue that is being discussed in our shir. If you have something that was bottled, where it's particularly relevant is Pesach. We know that the shir bittel b'chol ha'Torah kula is shishim. And the shir bittel on Pesach is a mashu. Do we say that if something became bottle, chametz fell into your pot before Pesach, it's bottle b'shishim. And now, on Pesach, it's even b'mashu. Do we say that since it was originally bottle, it remains bottle? Where our Gemara says that we don't necessarily say that. So the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Tuf Mem Zayin Sif Dalet brings two opinions to the Shaila. The Riven opinion is, based on our Gemara, that yes, we see that something that could lose the shear and then get the shear. There are Rishonim that disagree. And they say you can't bring a raya from there, from our Gemara to there. Because in our Gemara, the shear changed. It had the shear, it came below the shear, and then it came back to the shear. But there, it never came back to the shear, nothing changed. And therefore, we can't apply the Gemara's Svarah.